I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 40 years ago today, a shocking crime took place right in the heart of Washington, D.C. A car bomb killed two people in the Capitol's Embassy Row area. They were Orlando Letelier, a former Chilean diplomat, and his assistant, Ronnie Moffitt. A remote-controlled explosive device had been taped beneath the car they were in. Letelier had been living in exile in Washington after serving in the administration of Chile's socialist president, Salvador Allende. When General Augusto Pinochet led a coup that ousted Allende in 1973, Letelier was among the first to be arrested and tortured by the new regime. After his release from a Chilean concentration camp, Letelier, his wife, and four sons fled to Washington. But they discovered that their past followed them to the U.S.
We'd always received ominous phone calls. My mother would answer the phone to a query of, "Are you Mrs. Letelier?" And she would say yes. And the reply would be, "No, you are his widow." Nonetheless, we felt we were safe in the nation's capital of the United States.
That's Letelier's son, Francisco. He was 17 when his father was murdered.
2 weeks before he was killed, we had a family meeting in which he went through the litany of more recent death threats and other things that had been going on. There would be people that we would suspect of following us. There were clicks and taps on our phones.
So he was in Chile for the overthrow of the president he supported. He was behind Allende, spent time in those concentration camps, and then still kind of had the spirit to keep on with the fight. What sort of father was your dad?
My father was, first of all, a tall, not Chilean-looking man. He was red-headed and freckled. My father loved to sing. He played the guitar. He was very physical. He was an economist that rose at a certain time in his life to support his friend, Salvador Allende, and was caught up in the political upheavals of his life. He lived a large part of his life in the United States. And he came here loving the United States. In the mural that I've recently painted of him at American University, his body is covered with poplar trees, which are iconic of the Chilean landscape. In our home in Bethesda, Maryland, as well as on a small piece of property in Shenandoah, Virginia, that he bought with my uncle and he titled Small Chile, he planted poplars all over the place. I spent my childhood planting poplars.
Did you inherit your father's love of the United States, given what happened to your dad right in Washington, D.C.?
There is an ancestral thing that moves through many cultures, and that's about where did your ancestors die? And in particular, my father was blown to bits on Sheridan Circle, a couple of blocks from where I sit, and that event made me more American than ever, because we share the experience of many people that have come here and have experienced great trauma and loss, only to be more tenacious about their belonging. We were members of a globe in a very Pan-American sense, so I continue that identity.
The FBI tracked down some of the assailants. I mean, this was murder in Washington, D.C. There were prosecutions of Chilean secret police and military in the U.S. and Chile. And now there are declassified documents released just last year that appear to show that Chilean dictator Pinochet personally ordered your father's murder. I'm sure that's something you probably believed for a long time. But what is it like now to actually hold those documents in your hand?
It's a good feeling. And if in the past when we said Pinochet killed Orlando Letelier, the United States government knew that Pinochet had killed Orlando Letelier and kept silent about it for a long time, people would say, "Oh, well, that's your political opinion." But now we know that that's history. That's fact. We have the documents to prove it. In one most recently declassified document, we see that George Shultz, Secretary of State, is communicating with Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan. He's telling President Reagan that he's seen a CIA report that has determined that Pinochet carried out the murders in Washington, D.C. that took the lives of my father, Orlando Letelier, and his colleague, Ronnie Carpin Moffitt, a young American woman. And the United States continued to stay silent about it. George Shultz is referring to a CIA report, and we're hoping that in the declassified documents that will be released to President Bachelet, Chilean President Michelle Bachelet will be visiting the United States. She's in New York right now addressing the United Nations and will be in Washington, D.C. in the next couple of days, where she's scheduled to receive these newly declassified documents. We hope that in those documents is that CIA report.
Francisco, you're a professional artist. You're based in Los Angeles. And this week, you unveiled a huge five-panel mural at the American University called Todos las Manos, based on a Polaroid you took of your father on Chilean Independence Day. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's from a photograph I took of him a few days before he was killed on September 18th, 1976. We had had a gathering at our home in Bethesda, Maryland. The Chilean community and all our American supporters from the community were there. Many others took photographs of him, not knowing that they would be some of the final images that were captured. So I dug up this Polaroid, but I only had a headshot. So I shot myself in the same position. And so old school Polaroid met contemporary Photoshop to create the digital image upon which I based the mural painting.
You know, thanks to these declassified documents, we know now that Henry Kissinger, more than any other member of the Nixon administration, was the key actor in all of the relations with Pinochet. Today, Kissinger's revered as the sage statesman. I know you were a teenager when this happened. What's your reaction to how Kissinger is revered by so many people today?
Well, it's a lot that can be done with PR and media attention. And so I believe that he was not a great statesman. Nonetheless, these declassified documents may never show Henry Kissinger's complicity beyond declassified documents that now show him congratulating Pinochet for his efforts, assuring him that he's going to try to create a general atmosphere of acceptance and welcoming for his new regime. So he's already complicit. But we may not find grounds to indict him. But it's wonderful for us to be talking about Henry Kissinger, to be chipping away at that monolith kind of identity that people have formed in their minds about him. And every time declassified documents appear and are available, I know it makes him uncomfortable. And I hope it makes him just a little bit as uncomfortable as I felt when I was 17 years old and was pulled out of my high school geometry class to be told that my father had lost his life through a bombing by agents of a man who Henry Kissinger supported implicitly and encouraged to take over power in Chile and protected after they had set into place hits and assassinations across the globe to silence opponents to that regime. I hope he feels just a little bit more uncomfortable.
Francisco Letelier, I know it's a heavy anniversary for you, but thank you for taking the time to tell us about your late father, Orlando. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.